Hello.
Hello, Tara.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Mae Soon. I'm calling about the Debo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am. The man thought he did it.
Okay.
Some man supposed to have been getting my records from the hospital, but I never heard nothing back from him.
Oh, okay, but you haven't signed any documents, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And so were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo?
Yes, I had a tumor in the middle of my brain.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
Around like 2000, probably 1998 or somewhere around there, 99.
To 99 or 2000?
2000, I'm gonna say 2000.
Okay. So you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/24/79.
Nine. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And do you know of anyone else who is also affected after taking Depo?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So as far as your usage, were you using the name brand injectable or a generic version?
I don't know.
Do you have an idea of which one it could have been?
I was getting a shot. I don't know what it was, but it was called.
Okay. And when did you first start taking Depo?
1995.
95. And when did you stop?
2000.
2000. Okay. So did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
And then did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
92.
Yes, from 1992 till the current present date. Did you use Depo throughout that time?
No, I use it after that. I use it in 98.
Okay, but between 92 to 2024, you used Depo within those years? From 95?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Tara. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Last name Mills.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a preferred email address?
MTARA248@gmail.com.
Okay, and then is this your main cell phone number?
513-237-2543.
Perfect. And what is your current home address?
3700 Reading Road, Reading Road, apartment 412, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45229.
That was apartment 412?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your social?
290-805-179.
Okay, that was 290-805-179?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
No, ma'am. It's Mr. Wong. I know I was going to university. I was getting MRIs and stuff done.
Mhm. Okay. Because I would need to know your diagnosing doctor's name, the treating doctor. Do you have any medical records at all?
At University Hospital. I don't, my house been caught fire and all type of stuff. I don't have none of that stuff, but I know they still have it on record.
Okay. And that's the one in Bellevue? It's 3188.
You said what?
The one on 3188 Bellevue Avenue?
Yes, yeah, in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, and that's where you were diagnosed and treated?
You said what, ma'am?
Is that where you were diagnosed and treated, or was that just the diagnosing facility?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis at all?
No, ma'am.
Right. And then your prescribing doctor, was that also at the same facility, the UC Medical Center?
Yes, ma'am.
And then did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
CVS.
CVS.
It's in Clifton now. It used to be in Warner Hills on Gilbert, on Macmillan, but it's in Clifton. We're on our tab now.
Clifton. Okay. Is that the one on 371 Ludlow Avenue?
Only Clifton?
Yes. Or
yes.
Let me check.
There should be one on Macmillan. I mean, where am I at?
Oh, yeah, I see 934 East Macmillan Street.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And you said you don't have a copy of your medical records, but it is at the hospital?
Yes, they are at the hospital.
Okay. And then to the best of your knowledge, can you confirm if it was the generic version or the name brand injectable?
I think it was the name brand injectable.
Okay. All right. And then give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I confirm all this information. Hello, Tara?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for waiting. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
513-288-5508.
And does this person live with you?
That's my dad.
Your dad?
Yes.
Okay, and does he live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get his first and last name?
Timothy. Presley. Like Elvis Presley.
Okay. That's Presley?
Uh-huh.
All right. And you said no prior cancer diagnosis, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
What's that?
It is where you electronically sign documents.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, that's okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now.
Okay.
You should receive it as a text link and sent to your email, so whichever one's easier for you to open up, and then I can walk you through it.
Okay. You sent it already?
Yes. Yeah, so you should have just received a text link.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then when you open that up, it'll ask you to review and act on these documents, and you can press continue.
What's the one we press start?
Yes, you can press start.
I did it.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line just so you have my number. And the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I sent you my number as well as the attorneys if you did think of anything else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.